In Matthew chapter 18, we read, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost." Are you lost and do not know it? And what does this scripture mean?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus, and in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Well, greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we ask the question today, are you lost and do not know it? Please don't turn the radio dial. The Holy Spirit today may say something to you that may change your life forever. So I want to invite you not to change the station, but to listen in to our discussion and to see if the Holy Spirit will give you a revelation regarding yourself or your loved ones. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth in the Scripture, and the Spirit of Truth certainly cannot lie. In 2 Timothy 3:16, we read, "All Scripture is God-breathed." Yes, it's written down by the apostles of the New Testament and the prophets of the Old Testament, but it is God-breathed. In other words, they wrote it down by divine possession, the Spirit of God moving on them to show them what to write. And in the Old Testament, in the book of Numbers, chapter 23:19, we read, "God is not a man that he should lie." In other words, the Word of God is true just the way it is written and revealed. And one of the revelations of the Scripture in Matthew chapter 18, verse 11, is that the Son of man has come to save that which was lost. Let me ask you a question. Is it possible, is it just possible that maybe, just maybe, you are lost and do not know it? What does it mean to be lost? And the scripture tells us very clearly and in no uncertain terms that there is a need for salvation, that is to be saved from sin, to be saved from self, and to be saved from being caught up in space and time in a disembodied state after death. We learn from the book of Genesis, chapters 1 to 3, that man was created in the image and likeness of God, which is spirit and soul. God is a spirit. He has a soul, a mind, an intellect. In the Old Testament, in Leviticus, God said to the Israelites that if they would obey him, Father God said, my soul will not abhor you. My soul will not hate you. In John chapter 17, Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, the night before he died, my soul is in anguish. So God is a spirit, he has a soul, but God does not have a physical body. He does have a spirit body because he showed it to Moses when Moses asked to see him, and he said, I cannot show you my face, but I will show you my back. And as he passed Moses, Moses was able to see his back. That is his spirit body. But God does not have a physical body. And in Genesis chapter 5 or 6, I can't quite remember which right now, but it's in one of those two chapters, God said, seeing that man is also flesh, you can look it up for yourself. What was God saying there? He was saying, man has become flesh, you see. So God has not become flesh. Jesus became in the flesh to save man, and the work of the cross is complete. And that consequence of coming into the flesh, that is in the physical world of space and time, was to limit the power of sin. In Romans, we read, God condemned sin in the flesh. In other words, he limited the power of sin to the flesh, and our flesh is put in the death work of the cross by the sacrifice of Jesus, who purchases a place in heaven for us. And if we will receive that work of the cross, the free gift of eternal life, by Jesus paying the price for our sins, then what we do is we put that flesh in the death work of the cross through water baptism by immersion, and our spirit man and our soul man is then in covenant with God, spirit to spirit and soul to soul. That is called the born-again experience. In John 3, verse 3, Jesus said, unless you are born again of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. He says in John 3, 5. He says in John 3, 3, unless you are born again of the Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God. That is, you cannot understand the kingdom of God. So we must be born once physically into existence, and we must be born again spiritually into the kingdom of God, which transfers us out of time and space once we have passed on and died. That is, our soul man and our spirit man transfers us from eonic life, or the life of eons, into Zoe life, which is the life of God, eternal life. And the scripture speaks of both. And the worst thing that can happen to any man, and it doesn't matter if he is a denominational Christian or a non-denominational Christian who is Christian only in name and not in heart, that is, without the commitment to the born-again experience. The worst thing that could happen to him or her, or the worst thing that could happen to anyone who is in a non-Christian religion, whether it is Hinduism or Buddhism or Confucianism or Taoism, Shintoism, ancestral worship of any kind, whether it is pseudo-Christian religion of any kind, the worst thing that could happen to anyone in any kind of religion is to get caught up in an after-death experience, not being born again. That is what it means to be lost. To be lost from the kingdom of God, to be lost from the experience of Zoe life, the life of God, which starts in the present when you become born again and continues on after death if you should die before the second coming of Christ or the rapture. Lost meaning to be disembodied, separated from the body after death, and caught up in the consequence of separation from God in the outer darkness, being cast into the outer darkness. That is to be caught in space and time until the time of the restoration of all things. That is for ages upon ages, or eons upon eons, eonic life. Until such a time of the restoration of all things spoken of all of the prophets of old. Acts 3 verse 21. A concept long forgotten by the end time church and rarely spoken of. And if one does a word study of the word all, pas in the New Testament Greek, one discovers that it means the whole of everything. You see, the apostasy has entered the church, and because the apostasy has entered the church, that is the falling away from the truth of the word as originally given, and because men have written Greek dictionaries and Hebrew dictionaries, assigning word meanings according to their doctrinal upbringing, we have lost the meaning of many of the words of Scripture, and because we have done that, we have moved into the apostasy, the falling away from the truth of the word as originally given. But I would challenge you, Mr. Bible Scholar, I would challenge you, Mr. Pastor, I would challenge you, Mr. Evangelist, Prophet, Teacher, or Apostle, or Mr. or Mrs. Believer, to go into the original Greek and look up some of those definitions, such as aeon, which means ages and ages, which has been liberally translated by so many Bible scholars and by so many teachers and Bible translators as forever and ever or for eternity. Aeon, which means eons or ages, has a plural. How could you have eternities? Doesn't sound right, does it? How could you have more than one eternity? Well, if you go back into the ancient Greek dictionaries to see how the Greeks used those words, you will see that they never meant it to mean anything other than ages. Ages refers to space and time. So being disembodied catches one up in space and time and makes one lost. Jesus said, I have come to save the lost. Those who die in sin, who have not permitted Jesus to pay the price for their sin, who have not permitted Jesus to be mediator on their behalf to the Father, who is so holy, he cannot even look at sin. And so, when Jesus said, I have come to save the lost, what he is saying is, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but through me. Now that's John chapter 14, verse 6. And when Jesus speaks that, he is saying it because there is a need to be saved. Now you say, well, Burton, what does it mean to be saved? The answer to that is we must be saved from sin and its consequences. We must be saved from our imperfect self. We must be saved from the consequence of being disembodied, that is, being separated from our physical body at death, according to the Scripture, our soul and our spirit, that is, and caught in space and time. So The word Savior in the Greek of the New Testament actually means deliverer, one who delivers. And what does Jesus deliver us from? He delivers us from sin. He delivers us from self. He delivers us from space and time, the consequence of sin, and thus brings us into Zoe life, the life of God, taking us out of eonic life, or the life of ages, which is in space and time. You see, ordinarily, the church teaches people that Jesus is Savior from sin alone. No, Jesus is not just Savior from sin. He is Savior from self, and He is Savior from the consequences of sin. God condemned sin in the flesh, and the flesh exists in space and time. Therefore, He is Savior from the consequence of being cast into the outer darkness until the end of time, following which the Scripture says in Acts 3:21, God will restore all things. Why? Because God is not going to be the type of God who once had a sinless universe and who is now going to acquiesce to man's weaknesses and coexist with sin in the universe after the final judgments. That's not Scripture, folks. No, what God is going to do is He is going to let sin burn itself out throughout the eons and eons, or ages and ages, until the Scripture says time will be no more. That's the book of Revelation. And when time will be no more, sin will be no more, the book of Revelation says. Curses will be no more, the book of Revelation said. You see, if you say that the consequence of being lost forever is to be in hell or damnation eternally, then what you are saying is that God cannot restore all things. That's contrary to the word of God. He said He would restore all things in Acts 3:21. All. You know what I tell my congregation? What part of the word all don't you understand? He either will or He won't. And the worst thing that can happen is to be caught up not receiving the free gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus and dying lost. That's what it means to be lost. Not receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, permitting Him to pay the price for your sin, which He did at the cross nearly 2,000 years ago, and which He offers as a free gift to you and a free gift to me. And the beautiful part about it is, my friend, my brothers and sisters out there, members of the family of man, if you do not understand how you receive this free gift of eternal life, you can understand today simply by reaching out to Jesus, who will manifest Himself to you as a living spirit person to prove to you that He is real. And guess what? Mohammed can't do that for you. Buddha can't do that for you. Ramakrishna can't do that for you. Confucius can't do that for you. The Pope can't do that for you. I can't do that for you. Your local priest or minister can't do that for you. No church can do it for you. And many of you out there are truly relying on your church to get you to heaven. No church can get you to heaven, my friends. Salvation is not in an organization. Salvation is not in any other person other than Jesus. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but through me. You see, He says, I and my Father are one. Jesus came in the likeness of man as the true Son of God to pay the price for your sin, to pay the price for my sin, a price that we could not pay, because the requirement to get into heaven, according to Matthew 5:48, is be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. The word perfect in the Greek actually means to be spiritually mature. Spiritually mature to the point where you will not will to sin. That's what it means. That's the requirement to get into heaven. Well, the only one who has that kind of perfection is Jesus. And when he pays the price for your sin, and he pays the price for my sin, his blood washes away and covers our sins and justifies us to Father God. So he credits his perfection to our account in heaven. See how it's done? It's not done by our self-effort. It's done by depending on, relying on, and trusting on Jesus Christ alone as your personal Lord and Savior. Now, in the book of Revelations, Jesus says, I stand at the door and I knock. That's the door of your heart. He says, he who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dwell with him and he with me. See, that's a personal relationship. You can't have that through religion. Religion is man trying to go to God to please God. Relationship or covenant is God coming to man and offering salvation to man. And that's what Jesus does. He says, I have come to save that which is lost. And that is by invitation. He says, I stand at the door, that is the door to your heart, and I knock. He who opens the door, I will come into him. That's a promise. And Jesus is ready, willing, and able to come into your life and deliver you from your circumstances, to deliver me from my circumstances. And he will do it today for the asking. And so I ask you once more, my friends, are you lost and do not know it? The answer to that is yes, you are lost if you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior. You are lost if you do not know Jesus as a living person who has revealed himself to you. But guess what? You can know him. All you have to do is reach out, and you'll discover that it is self-proving and that God will give you his promise of eternal life, because it is not his intent that you go through your life before death or after death caught up in outer darkness. That isn't what God wants for you. You see, God inherited the sin problem from Adam and Eve. He didn't tell Adam and Eve to fall into sin, and that generational curse of sin went down to all men ever since. But Jesus came to free us from the bondage of sin and the consequences of sin. And he offers you that free gift of eternal life right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and receive the free gift? Jesus will do the rest. I promise you, my friends, he'll reveal himself. Pray this now aloud, being willing to repent of your sins.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get yourself water-baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit-baptized. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the first evidence that Jesus is there and present is the evidence of changed attitudes towards the things of him, towards the things of God. Let's talk more about what it means to be lost in our next broadcast. God bless you.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.